Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Sanford. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jack Sanford. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Cardwell. And now, play ball. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hiller hits a line drive into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davenport hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zimmer strikes out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Banks is hit by the pitch. Ashburn moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Santo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alou throws the ball into Hiller, who tags Santo trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Ashburn scores. Banks moves to third. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sanford. Williams moves to third. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams scores. Thomas moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Altman hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. 2 runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Cubs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays, who is chasing the ball. Taylor reaches third base with a triple. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cardwell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of 1-1. McCovey is hit by the pitch. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cepeda hits a line drive into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ashburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Zimmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ashburn moves to second. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Banks is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Banks strikes out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ashburn moves to third. Zimmer moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 9-0, Cubs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Altman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou, who is chasing the ball. Altman reaches third base with a triple. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Taylor hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first, with Cardwell covering, for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Fisher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cardwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardwell hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ashburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Zimmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hiller is 0-for-1 in the game. Hiller hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Davenport is 0-for-1 in the game. Davenport hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Santo strikes out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Altman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McCovey is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McCovey hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. Cepeda strikes out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. One out. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cardwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardwell strikes out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ashburn is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Pagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Juan Marichal pinch runs for Harvey Keene. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hiller is 0 for 2 in the game. Hiller takes first base on ball 4. Marichal moves to second. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 2 in the game. Davenport takes first base on ball 4. Marichal moves to third. Hiller moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Duffalo now pitching. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Zimmer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Zimmer strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Banks strikes out. Bailey drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Banks out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Cepeda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McCovey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 2 in the game. Cepeda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Alou is 0 for 2 in the game. Alou is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy O'Dell now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jerry Kindle now playing shortstop. Ed Bauschi now playing first base. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagan hits a line drive into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Farley pinch hits for Billy O'Dell. Bob Farley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farley hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hiller hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stu Miller now pitching. Ernie Bowman now playing second base. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. One out. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cardwell is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardwell hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ashburn is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou, who is chasing the ball. Ashburn reaches third base with a triple. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Zimmer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Davenport hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Davenport reaches second base with a double. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mays is 0 for 3 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McCovey hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-2, Cubs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cepeda strikes out. Two outs. Felipe Alou batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Alou is 0 for 3 in the game. Alou takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 3 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alou moves to third. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alou scores. Bailey moves to second. It's 9-3. Cubs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Pagan is 0 for 3 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Bailey scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-4, Cubs. Matty Alou pinch hits for Ernie Bowman. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and San Francisco Giants, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.